The Kansas legislature has overridden a veto by Governor Sam Brownback of a bill that some have called landmark tax legislation. Kansas State University President Richard Myers has for some time said all education in Kansas needs to be funded adequately. If institutions like Kansas State are to provide talent to the workforce, and if we're going to make Kansas an attractive place for both businesses and families to come. He says without the override, very little progress would have been made for the state this legislative session. Now, agriculture makes up 43% of the Kansas economy. It is both the largest employer and the largest producer of goods for export. And Kansas State University plays a major role in helping that happen. And Myers says that means adequate state funding is needed.
If we can't do agricultural education well, then we might not just soon not exist, because that's kind of the essence, one of the pillars of our land-grant institution. And I think it means for all our colleges, not just agriculture, but it means that we just are going to do a suboptimal job of providing talent. Probably will impact the number of young people we can attract and faculty we can attract, research we can do that graduates the kind of talent we need in this state and provide the kind of research we need to make progress in agriculture and all our other economic sectors that we have in this state.
The College of Agriculture has something like 3,000 undergraduate students, and I'm not sure exactly, 350 graduate students. And they've got a very good graduation and then placement rate of something like 97%.
It's very high, yes. Mm-hmm.
Is that going to be affected? Are the numbers going to be affected?
Well, there's been great growth in agriculture, in the College of Agriculture, in terms of students, but it's sort of plateaued at this point. I don't know that there's a lot of room left for growth. I know there's not a lot of room left for research, because our facilities either maxed out or they've become so old and decrepit that they're not good any longer. So long term, we got to look at some capital improvements as well, which is going to require certainly some state help. And maybe major state help to get our facilities back up to where they need to be. But sure, anytime the budget is cut, then you know we distribute that cut to various units in different percentages, and it could impact their ability to produce students for sure. That's one of the outcomes that's possible. Hopefully, we don't have to go there in fiscal year 18, which starts here on 1 July. But we still don't have a budget, so we don't have a feel for that yet.
Does your proposals for a budget include construction for those research facilities?
No, the current budget does not. What we have proposed and where we're still trying to make progress is the geosciences research facilities and renovation of the classrooms in one of our oldest buildings on campus, Thompson Hall. That's right before agriculture, and then agriculture is going to be consume, I think, a lot of our time here going forward. So, no, it doesn't.
Do we have to raise those funds from outside?
Philanthropy will always, the current way that the state is helping on capital improvement projects, meaning they don't help as much as they used to in building facilities or renovating facilities, means that we have to do a lot with philanthropy. So if you look at the recently completed Phase 4 of our engineering building or the new College of Business building, philanthropy played a major role in being able to fund those buildings. The state helped, of course, especially in the terms of engineering and so forth. And then a lot of the improvements, like the Bernie Family Welcome Center, that was all philanthropy. And there's going to be more of that. We're going to do some improvements to Hale Library. Philanthropy will be all of that. To McCain Auditorium, and people, when they hear McCain, they don't think about the students, but there are a lot of student activities and instruction and recitals and practice that go on in McCain for our students in music. That's all has to be refreshed. That'll all be philanthropy. So anything we do in the future around here is going to be philanthropy-based.
If we keep going down this road, there have been universities elsewhere around the nation that have asked to be released from state control because they get so little money from their legislature. Is there a chance that something like that might be in the future for Kansas State?
You know, it's you never say never, but let's go back to basics again. We're a land-grant institution. What we, one of the things we want to do in life and are supposed to do in life is provide access to a college education. A lot of first-generation students are part of that. So we've got to keep ourselves affordable. If the state piece of funding, of revenue would go away and we had to make it all tuition-based, we could do that, but the tuition would be so high that we would deny a lot of first-generation students and other students who come from a financial background that maybe wouldn't support a college education, make it unaffordable. Or they'd leave here with way too much debt that they'd have a hard time servicing as they get out into the private sector. So, yeah, I guess it's possible, but I don't think that's consistent with our mission. And the state will help decide that. Right now, we get a little over 20% of our operating budget from the state. If that were to go to 3% or 5% or 10%, then we'd have to reevaluate this for sure.
Is there a possibility, if things really go awry, that we're going to have to raise tuition again in the fall?
Right now, we're planning on a small tuition raise for this fall. That's what we're going to propose. Has not been approved yet, and it's smaller than last year.
When you say small, what does that mean?
A couple, 2-3%.
How do we go about better communicating to those that are deciding whether we get this money or not, the role Kansas State plays, not only in agriculture in the state, but just in the state's economy?
I think that is a really good point, because where is a lot of the state population? It's not out in western Kansas. It's on the eastern side of the state or down near Wichita. And certainly there's a lot of ag around all that, and a lot of those people that live there understand agriculture. But to really understand what Kansas State University contributes, you got to kind of go to all 105 counties where we have research and extension folks trying to make life better, have people work smarter, more efficiently, better husband our resources. That's what we do. And my recent trip with a lot of folks here on campus, the Dean of Agriculture, the Dean of Veterinary Medicine, along with the Secretary of Agriculture, Jackie McClaskey from Kansas, we all went out to Western Kansas to listen. We had lots of listen and learn about what do we need to do better as Kansas State. And I think one of the things we need to do better is the point you just brought up. How do we make sure people understand the role that talent, agricultural students graduating, getting bachelor's, master's, PhDs, talent, what difference that can make in our state and in the way we, in our economy. So I think we can do better. As less and less folks in the state are directly involved in agriculture, we have to do a better job of that. We're not there yet.
Did you bring things back from Southwest Kansas that you hadn't heard before?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Because, we visited Dairyman. Dairy is growing at a pretty good clip out in western Kansas, source cattle producers. We talked to folks that had some technology farms that were comparing the pivot sprinkler system with its high rate of evaporation to the drip lines that they is the alternative, which reduces the water you need to irrigate crops and then protects our aquifer, which is not being replenished as it should, which could leave that place could be very unproductive if we don't take steps. So we learned all that, and then we heard about the kind of graduates they need. We had a nice session with veterinarians out there and talked about the need for emphasizing large animal veterinarians, and especially those that would like to relocate to or come back to western Kansas and help with the animal production that goes on out there. It's huge. We even saw some swine production facilities. I mean, it was quite a tour that we got.
A lot of the people you talked with in Southwest Kansas are K-State graduates. Are they voicing their concerns, saying the same thing you are?
Regarding state budgets and
state
so forth?
Budgets?
Yeah, Dr. Dean John Flores, our agricultural dean, will tell you we're not producing enough graduates in agriculture to fulfill the job needs that are out there, and we're not even coming close. And that was reflected by the folks out there in western Kansas. There's just a lot of they need talent, and they need educated talent. They need the kind of folks that we produce here, not just in agriculture, but in a variety of disciplines. And so, yeah, we heard that loud and clear. Absolutely.
Going back to the legislator, is there a chance the university, if things don't go right, might be looking at some severe cuts?
Well, but you never know. I mean, it's hypothetical. We don't know. Right now, I'm staying a little bit optimistic based on what the information I'm being provided, that there's a chance to have a pretty good budget in 18.
So how much optimism do you really have?
I tend to be optimistic, and so I think I've talked to a lot of legislators. A lot of them want this to happen. You know, it's a legislative body. They control the purse strings. They'll decide. I just hope they understand how important education in general, higher education in particular, and what we all care about here in Manhattan and in Lawrence and in other places, that we've got to do a better job of funding this really important economic driver for the state.
That's the president of Kansas State University, Richard Myers. I'm Richard Baker, and this is the K-State Radio Network.